Blog Talk Radio.
Let's try that.
All right, let's try again.
Sound testing, testing, testing. Is Jesus the Lord of your life? Testing. All righty. Praise the Lord. Good afternoon. Amen. And welcome to Miracle Outreach Ministries on Sunday in the name of Jesus Christ. We bless the name of Jesus. We want to thank the Lord for coming to church. It wouldn't be the same without him. Amen? Amen. You know, we were listening to our opening song right along with you. And I remember when that song was being practiced and recorded. And he is. At least he is to me. My great I am. Is he that to you? You see, Jesus promises to be everything we need. But you have to be the one to open up to receive all that he is. There is no minister anywhere that can convince you to do that. It has to come from within your heart. He is more than you'll ever need in this life. But you will have to choose to allow him to be that to you. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. We just want to thank the Lord for another opportunity to be in the earth. It's almost fall. Summer is almost over. Think about it. It was just winter, and now it's almost fall. Time is flying, and somebody needs to hurry up and catch it before it leaves us. Amen? Amen. But God has been so good to us. He's answered so many prayer requests. He's healed so many people. He's touched so many lives. We won't know it all till we get home. Amen?
Amen.
And you say, well, there weren't millions of us there that day. Yes, but he came. And when he comes, that makes all the difference in the world. Amen?
Amen.
He makes all the difference in the world. You see, God does not care if he saves by many or by few. He proved that to Gideon one day. Gideon thought he had to have this huge army of people with him to defeat the enemy. But God showed him, no, you can have just a few. What you really need is me. You see, sometimes we want to have the biggest boom in the world to go around with us so that all of our troubles will just jump out of the way. But no, God doesn't give us that. He gives us a little bing. And you say, Lord, what's that going to do? See how big the problem is? What is that little bing going to do? And then he has to remind us that when he's in the bing, it's more than enough. What makes the difference is him. No matter what your circumstance is he in the middle of it with you? Because if he is there, it's going to be just fine. No matter how ugly it looks and no matter what the devil does, as long as he is in the midst of it, it's going to turn out just fine. Amen? A special welcome to all of our first-time listeners. We are a Christian internet church and a local congregation in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. His love is here. His life is here. His peace is here. His joy is here. And you're here. Amen. And we're so glad that you are. Pull up a chair. Call a friend. Call an enemy. Call those loud neighbors from next door. And let's listen to what the Lord has to say Amen?
Amen.
Amen. In fact, speaking of neighbors, I think I'll just pray for neighbors right now. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, whoever our neighbors are, we give them to you right now in Jesus' name. We plead the blood of Jesus over our neighbors, Father. And no matter what condition they are in, no matter where their soul state is, we ask you to intervene in their lives right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that because they are our neighbors, they are blessed. Because they are our neighbors, they have an opportunity to be saved. Because they are our neighbors, we call on your name on their behalf. We don't know what they're going through, Lord. We don't know what they've been through, but we do know that they all need you. So we ask you, Lord, to touch our neighbors. We bind their demons in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind everything in their lives that's keeping them from desiring Jesus, from desiring a close, intimate, and personal relationship with the Savior of the world. We ask you, Lord, to touch their hearts right now, to touch their bodies, to touch their minds, to touch their circumstances, and to use whatever circumstances there are to bring them to Jesus. We declare that they will come into the kingdom of the living God in Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus. No matter how hard they run, no matter how much they fight, they will finally fall on their knees and declare that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. We thank you, Lord, for the miracles that will occur. We give you praise. We bless your name. And we release our faith to you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. To our first-time listeners, you may not know, but we celebrate Holy Communion at the beginning of our service. So we give you a moment to collect your elements and to join us if you so desire. You see, the world has a lot of things going on. Amen? A lot of things. In fact, it's so much so that it's hard to keep up with it all. But Jesus sees it all at a glance. And there isn't anyone's condition that he doesn't know about. Amen? There isn't anyone that he didn't die for, and there isn't anyone that he doesn't love. Amen? So let's join him in the ministry of love. Let's join him in the ministry of forgiveness. Let's join him in the ministry of reconciliation. Amen? Because everyone needs to be reconciled to Jesus and to our Heavenly Father. Amen? No matter how backward they are, no matter how confused and perplexed and demon-possessed they may be, everyone needs Jesus. Amen? Everybody needs Jesus. So let's come before the Lord now and let's confess our faults to him. There are no perfect people on the earth, not one. We've never been perfect. We just love the perfect one. He loves us and we love him, and we are not willing to do without him. And so we encourage those who do not know him to come to know him. The Bible says that the fool has said in his heart that there is no God. But that's just it. That's what makes him a fool. He doesn't yet know that there is a God who loves him dearly and sincerely and truly. So, Father, for all the fools that do not know that you are, we ask you to bless them, to bless them with the truth that you really do exist, that you see them right where they are, that you love them. You love them so much that you sent Jesus Christ to die on the cross for their sins so that they could be reconnected to you. There is a God. There is a God who loves them. And there is a body of believers who will receive them in the love of God that's in Christ Jesus our Lord. We want to thank you, Lord, for every fool that comes to the truth. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Have mercy on us, Lord, according to your loving kindness, and according to the multitude of your tender mercies, blot out our transgressions, Lord. Wash us thoroughly from our iniquities and cleanse us from our sin. For we acknowledge our transgressions, and our sin is ever before us. Against thee and thee only have we sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that you might be justified when you speak and clear when you judge. Hide your face, Lord, from our sins and blot out our iniquities. Create in us a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within us. Cast us not away from your presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from us. Restore unto us the joy of your salvation and uphold us with your free spirit, Lord. We thank you, Lord. You know that we are but dust. You don't forget, but you love us nonetheless. We thank you that your love sent Jesus to Calvary so that the blood could be shed for our sins. We ask you, Lord, to apply that blood to us right now and to wash our sins away. We thank you, Lord. We receive your blood right now, Lord Jesus. We receive your blood right now. Right now. It's not imaginary blood. It's real blood. It's powerful blood. It's powerful blood, and it's covering each of us right now. It's washing our pain, our sin. It's washing it all away. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, thank you, Lord, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. Partake of the bread. After the same manner also, he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Thank you, Lord. Partake of the cup. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he comes. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. We thank you, Lord, that we pass from condemnation to life. We give you praise. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for leaving us Holy Communion, for leaving us this supper, for leaving us an opportunity to proclaim your death and resurrection till you come again. We thank you for this opportunity and for this occasion and for its deep and powerful meaning in our lives. Only you could bless us this way, and we thank you for it. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you for hearing our prayers and answering them. What a privilege we have. What an honor. Father, we all have situations that confront us for which we have no answer. We are perplexed, but we are certain of this thing. You are our Lord, and only you can resolve the unusual and that which appears to be impossible. The answers that we seek are found in you, not in our own imagination. We thank you that you resolve the undesirable situation, and you yourself are the peace that keeps our hearts and minds. You alone perfect those things which concern us, because you lead us in paths of righteousness. We choose to trust you and your way for us. We choose to rest in your providence. Father, we thank you for the promise of eternal salvation. This life is not all that there is. There is yet another life for the saint to enter into, a life in heaven with you. No eye has seen, nor ear heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man, the things which you have prepared for them that love you. We thank you, Father. We thank you for the armor of God. We thank you for every piece. We thank you that you supply all our needs according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. And Lord, should we need it, we know that you're able to give us much more than what we have now. We know, Lord, you told us to ask of you, and you would even give us the heathen for an inheritance. And there was no place on the earth too far for you to go to bring souls to Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, that you place reverence for you in our hearts, because there is no want to those that reverence you, and those that seek you will not want any good thing. We thank you, Lord, that as we continue to delight ourselves in you, that you will give us even the desires of our hearts. Yes, Lord, we know that we have never seen the righteous forsaken nor his seed begging bread. We thank you, Lord, that you regard the prayer of the destitute and that you do not despise their prayer. We thank you, Lord, that you give us the desires of the righteous, those things that are right. You've given us all things that pertain to godly living. You tell us don't be anxious for anything, but in everything by prayer and specific requests with thanksgiving to let our requests be made known unto you. And we still declare that our God shall supply all of our needs according to your riches and glory, Lord, by Christ Jesus. We thank you and we give you praise for every need being met. Father, in the name of Jesus, from our position seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, we bind Satan the strong man, all of his evil angels, all evil spirits, all demonic agents, all of his underlings, timings, maneuvers, tactics, devices, plans, and orders. And we cancel all every demonic assignment and satanic agenda against the righteous. We take the territory from Satan in Jesus' name. We bind every form of godliness which denies the power of Jesus Christ. We come into agreement with the Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, and we come out of agreement with Satan and his underlings. We close and seal all portals, channels, and open doors of access to the enemy. We pull down every demonic throne, and we bind the wicked principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, and all spiritual wickedness in high places. We release the all-consuming fire of God on every ley line, silver cord, and garland, and we disconnect ourselves from them. We bind the magic touch in Jesus' name, and we send what it released back where it came from in the name of Jesus Christ. We return it to the sender in Jesus' name. We bind the demons and the workers of darkness in the heavenlies, in the bush, and in the deep. We bind rape and murder to its strong man and dethrone them all, chaining them all in eternal chains and darkness, placing them in the custody of the Holy Spirit. We bind the sources of all witchcraft attacks, and we return the attacks onto the heads of the devils that bring them to cling to them for eternity. We bind all trafficking, reporting, watchers, peeps, whisperers, familiar demons, all electronic and technology demons, Leviathan spirits and their attacks, Kundalini and their attacks, water and marine spirits and their attacks, sex devils, unclean spirits, passive devils, sorcery devils, seducing devils, womanizing, drone devils, whoredom spirits, and all of their attacks in Jesus' name. We bind pain-afflicting spirits, sleep deprivation spirits, and all of their attacks. We bind the Havana syndrome, brain changes and injuries. We bind all remote viewing. We bind all sonic and audio weapons in Jesus' name. We bind all target radio frequencies, all pulse weapons and their attacks, all microwave attacks, debilitating sonic frequency attacks. We bind all 5G attacks and their components in the name of Jesus Christ. We take authority, dominion, and power over waves sent through the airways to attack Christians and other believers in the name of Jesus. We raise the shield of faith that quenches all the attacks of the enemy. We send them back. We boomerang those attacks back in the name of Jesus Christ. Our bodies are the temple of the Holy Ghost. They belong to Jesus Christ. We thank you, Father. We bind 5G. We bind 5G. And all of its effect against our bodies in the name of Jesus Christ. We command those devils to come up and out of the people of God right now. Come out of God's people. 5G up and out now. Down, take, into the cage, to the feet of Jesus for judgment. Come out of God's people. Come out of God's people. Come out of God's people. You have no right to be there. All those sonic frequencies, you're bound. All those microwave attacks, you're bound. Come out of God's people in the name of Jesus Christ. All those pulse weapons, everything that's been released against us through the airways, we bind it and return it in Jesus' name. We thank you and we give you praise, Father, for what you do for your people, Lord. We overturn and empty all cauldrons and chalices upon the heads of the conjurers and the magicians. We bind every order of magic and mystic arts. We bind all Morgellons attacks. And we return every attack to the senders. We bind Santeria, Buddhist black magic, Hindu, African, Australian, European, all witchcraft in Jesus' name. We bind Chaldean magic, Egyptian magic, Caribbean and Latin American black and white magic, and voodoo we bind in Jesus' name. We return it wherever it came from in the name of Jesus Christ. Every curse that's been hurled at us from another nation, we send it back where it came from in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord did not order that from us, neither shall we receive it. We reject it in the name of Jesus Christ. Every attack that's been sent against us, we reject it in the name of Jesus. We bind the culture of corruption worldwide. We bind all free-flying devils. We bind all evil spirits which take animal forms, all shape-shifting spirits. We bind the prince of the power of the air, and we return his powers to Jesus Christ. We bind the power of the dog, the Mandela effect, and every abomination that has been committed. We bind the Lord of the flies and his agents, and we place them under the feet of the Lord Jesus. We bind all satanic ritual abuse devils, all satanic worship, and all witchcraft dedications in Jesus' name. We bind the formations of flies and demonic insects. We bind all spiders in their webs, the gods of the people of the land, the gods of the groves, and every spirit that exalts logic, science, human reasoning, and demonic knowledge against the knowledge of God and makes man wise in his own eyes. We bind the transference of evil spirits, every spirit of infirmity, every spirit of infirmity, every spirit of infirmity coming down the family line. Every spirit of every infirm spirit, you're bound in Jesus' name. Every spirit of disease, you're bound in Jesus' name. Every spirit of disorder in our bodies and in our minds, you're bound in the name of Jesus Christ. Come up and out. Come up and out in the name of Jesus. We bind all demons sent forth to intimidate, harass, manipulate, lie against, mock, wear down, infect, destroy, spy, sabotage, hinder, besmirch, those spying demons, Lord, that are sent to spy on the people of God. We thank you for turning that against them in Jesus' name. We ask you to turn their spying back on them in Jesus' name. It's an intrusion, Lord. It's an intrusion that you do not allow, and neither do we. So every spirit that's been sent to spy on us, we return you to your sender in Jesus' name. We bind sabotage, hindering, being besmirched, blocked, distracted, confused, perverted, stifled, cursed, exposed, stopped, defiled, corrupted, assassinate, divide, confound, attack, reproach, and reduce the effectiveness of the righteous in Christ Jesus. We return and loose these attacks to the senders according to the covenant. In Jesus' name. We bind the bondage of the generations of fools and the spirit of the fool in Jesus' name. We bind the carnal mind. We bind the fool's anger in the name of Jesus. We bind all vampire spirits, voodoo, hoodoo, ancient arts, mystic rituals, devils attending the New World Order and New Age movement. We bind false religions, numerology, horoscopes, the spirits and works of the oppressors, the spirit of the children of disobedience. We bind martial arts, yoga, transcendental meditation, make-believe and fantasy, antichrist ideologies and doctrines, Ahab and Jezebelic practices, lewdness, perversions, the outworking of vain deceit, death spirits, spirits of destruction, chaos and mayhem, oppression, depression, anarchy, clairvoyance, ESP, telepathy, psychokinesis, bio-PK, out-of-body experiences, reincarnation, haunting, poltergeist, astral travel, psychic healing, demonic meditation, spirit guides, and defilement by wizards. We bind Kundalini in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind the king of pride and all of his underlings. And we strip him of his power and return it to Jesus Christ. We bind all demonic blood, sexual, financial, animal, fecal, and soulish sacrifices. We bind all devils attached to idols and idolatry and every form of rebellion, idolatry, root work, mind control, nature worship, deception, scoffing, error, worldly indoctrination, military spirits, rioting, abuse, all trolls, fear, combative jealousy, fleshly ambition, the culture of corruption, weariness, betrayal, unfaithfulness, and temptation to sin. We bind Belial, Beelzebub, Baal, Basilek, Molech, Python, Baphomet in his 72, Atlas, Mammon, Apollyon, Zeus, Neptune, and Python in the name of Jesus. We undo the works of every demonic weapon, and we break the powers of every Masonic ritual and ceremony and their meaning in Jesus' name. We bind fireballs, poisons, voodoo pins and dolls, hot and cold spots, colds and triggers and tumors, and we return their afflictions to the worker of witchcraft and their pagan sources. We bind every spirit that was familiar to the Laodicean, We bind the pride and foolishness of our own opinions, and we return and loose all the retaliation of the enemy upon his own head according to the scriptures. We bind all traditions and customs rooted in sin. We renounce and denounce them all, and we loose ourselves from them. We bind the gang stalkers, and we send their fear, harassments, witchcraft, and mind control back on their own head. We bind the spirit of slumber in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, that you have given us power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm us. We rejoice with you that our names are written in heaven. We bind every spirit that denies the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ and his blood atonement on the cross of Calvary. Father, we ask you for eyes to see, ears to hear, hearts to believe, and minds to receive what the Spirit of God says to the church. Lord, we come to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free, to break every yoke and chain, and to call for justice and plead for truth. Lord, develop in us a love for the truth. Lead us into truth. Your word is truth. Make us to know the truth, and your truth will make us free. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Lord, we've come to celebrate the scriptures with you and to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. We will not turn back from pursuing the enemy until the Godhead does. The Lord Jesus Christ is our commander-in-chief in whom we serve and obey. Father, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem, for kings, for all who are in authority, and all true Christians. And though we walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive us. You will stretch forth your hand against the wrath of our enemies, and your right hand shall save us. We take authority, dominion, and power from our position seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, and we cut ourselves free from every attachment to the demonic realm, whether it be a covenant, a soul tie, a vow, a pledge, a league, a pact. We cut ourselves free from all silver cords and ley lines in Jesus' name. We pull down the protection around witches, warlocks, wizards, Satanists, shamans, and sorcerers in Jesus' name. We break the power of all of those who work with ungodliness, that work with uncleanness in the name of Jesus. We break the power of hexes, curses, vexes, spells, fetishes, charms, psychic warfare, potions, jinxes, voodoo, sorcery, all forms of magic, torment, pain, and sickness. All psychic powers being sent against us, all chanting and ungodly blessings, all crystals and root works and tribal rituals and sins. We thank you, Lord, that you have made us free, and whom the Son sets free is free indeed. We release the love of God in Christ Jesus over everyone listening in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen, amen. Well, well, saints, the Lord has a word for us. I'm happy that he does. I need a word too, amen? Everybody needs a word from the Lord. I enjoy hearing from him. I'd rather hear from him than anyone else. Amen? Amen. You know, a lot of people talk, but they don't say what Jesus says. They may be talking, but they don't say the things he says. Amen? So today we're going to talk about this. Value Jesus. Value Jesus. It's important for us to actually value Jesus. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Have we trials and temptations? Is there trouble anywhere? We should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Can we find a friend so faithful who will all our sorrows share? Jesus knows our every weakness. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Are we weak and heavy laden, cumbered with a load of care? Precious Savior, still our refuge. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Do thy friends despise, forsake thee? Take it to the Lord in prayer. In his arms he'll take and shield thee. Thou will find a solace there.
Amen.
Amen? Do we remember that? Do we remember that? Saints, what is a friend? What's a friend? What is a friend to you? Is a friend someone with whom you can share your secrets? Is a friend someone whose company you enjoy? Is a friend someone that you shared good times with? Is a friend someone that you have much in common with? What is a friend to you? Is a friend someone who listens to your problems? Is a friend someone who will still like you when you fail? Is a friend someone who will share the everydayness of life with you? Is a friend one who will make you laugh at yourself? Is a friend someone who will help you when you need help? What is a friend to you? Is a friend the one who will cry when you hurt? Will a friend offer you a sleeve when tears start to fall? Does a friend hang out with you when others walk away? Will a friend sit with you in the dugout after you struck out and caused the team to lose the game? Does a friend offer the last bite of a hot dog? Does a friend share their honey dripper with you? Will a friend go fishing with you, even if you never catch a fish? Does a friend come over to rake the lawn with you when they'd rather do something else? What is a friend to you? Well, Proverbs chapter 17, verse 17. Proverbs chapter 17, verse 17. A friend loveth at all times. A friend loveth at all times. And a brother is born for adversity. A true friend is always loyal, and a brother is born to help in time of need. The cheer of a friend. What did you just do to me? That's better. The cheer of a friend makes you feel good down on the inside, doesn't it? The kindness of your friend can make the difference between a good day and a great day. Will your friends care when you go bankrupt? Will your friend be there when you bury your mom and dad? Will your friend see the best in you when you're sentenced to jail? And pronounced guilty as charged, will your friend stick with you then? Will your friend pick you up for work every day after they repossess your car? Do you have a friend? Will your friend help change your bandages when you're sick and the nurse doesn't show up? Will your friend sit with you after hospice has left? Will your friend encourage you with something that you've forgotten about long ago, a memory that comes back to bless you while you cry? What is a friend to you? Is your friend for you? Or just with you? A true friend is devoted to you and to your relationship. A true friend gives constant support. Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 9. Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 9, two are better than one. Two are better than one because they have a good reward for their labor. They have a good reward for their effort. Yes, they do. Two can accomplish more than twice as much as one, and the results will be better. If one falls down, the friend will help him up. One by himself can be attacked and defeated, but with the help of a friend, you can arise, and together you can overcome. Amen? There is a right time for everything. There is a time for destruction, and there is a time to rebuild. There is a time to keep, and there is a time to throw away. There is a time for discovery, and there is a time to cherish. There is a time to consider the value and worth of a friend in your life. Have you considered the value and worth of Jesus Christ in your life? Have you? Well, how much is Jesus Christ worth to you? What is his value in your life? Is he just the one that you whine to because no one else will listen? Is he the one to whom you turn when no one else seems to care? Is he the one that you complain to because others just ignore you? Do you take him for granted? Do you? Or has he become the love of your life? Is his presence preferred to all others? Is he the one whom your soul clings to? Is he your dawn, your morning, your dusk, and your sunset? Is he the twilight in your night? Is he the breath that you wait for? Are his attention all that you need? Is he the glory and lifter of your spirit? Has he become the lover of your soul? Is he the sweetness in your bittersweet? Is he the clearing in your fall? Who has he become to you? Who is he to you? Has he yet become the lily in your valley? Has he? The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pasture. He leadeth me beside the still water. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yes, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. 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 Is he your foundation? Is he your foundation? 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 11. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 11. For other foundation can no man lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Is he your foundation? Is he? Is he your foundation? Is he your rock? Is he? 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 2. 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 2. There is none holy as the Lord, for there is none beside thee. Neither is there any rock like our God. Is he that to you? Has he become that to you? Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 4. Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 4. He is the rock. He is the rock. His work is perfect. For all his ways are judgment. A God of truth and without iniquity. Just and right is he. He is the rock. Verse 15. speaking of the children of Israel and sometimes speaking of us. Then he forsook God which made him and lightly esteemed the rock of his salvation. Do you do that? Do you take Jesus for granted? Has that happened in your relationship with him? Is he the living water that quenches all your thirst? Is he that to you? Is he? John chapter 4, verse 10. John chapter 4, verse 10. Jesus said to this thirsty woman, if thou knewest the gift of God and who it is that saith to thee, give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. Living water. Not what the city provides. Living water. The water that quenches all thirst. The water that fills. The water that overflows. Never dry and parched again. That water. Living water. Springing up from the well of life. Has he become that to you? Is he your anchor? Is he? Is he your anchor? Does he anchor your soul? Not your grandma's soul. She's gone on. Your soul. Does he anchor your soul? Hebrews chapter 6, verse 18. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 18. That by two immutable things in which it is impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast. Is he the anchor for your soul? Is he? Is he your teacher? Is he? Does he teach you personally? John chapter 3, verse 2. John chapter 3, verse 2. Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God. Is he your teacher? Does he teach you? Are you his pupil? Do you come to him to learn? Is he a miracle to you? Is he your miracle? Is he? Is he your miracle? For no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Is he your miracle? Is he your healing? It's not the same as does he heal. No, is he your healing? Is he? Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the health of my countenance and my God. Is he your healing? You have to know. Is he your healing? Saints, we should never forget to appreciate our Lord for who he is. Not just what he does, for who he is. You see, too many of us have too shallow a relationship with him. We have not allowed him the privilege of showing and displaying to us all that he is. We boxed him in to this little place that says, okay, I need a bill paid, so you're my provider. Okay, I need an answer, you're my counselor. Okay, I need wisdom, you'll provide that. Okay, I have a fight, you're my banner. And we do him that way. We have a tendency to compartmentalize him. But that's not who he is. He doesn't live in man-thought compartments. He is. There's no comparison to him. There's none beside him and none like him. So are you cramping him? Are you making him too small? Is your Jesus too small? Because if your Jesus is too small, that's not the real Jesus. The real Jesus can do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think according to the power that works in us. Who is he to you? Who is he to you? Who have you allowed him to be to you? Have you said, Jesus, you can do this, but not allowed him to go any further? Have we cut him short? Have we not realized his majesty and his dignity and his worth and his power and his supremeness? Have we shrunk him in a microwave? Well, Jesus won't fit into your microwave. I encourage you to get your idea of him out of your microwave because you're missing the real Jesus. You're missing who he really is. He wants to show you all of himself. He's not just your promoter on your job. He's not just the one that can solve the problem with your neighbor. There's so much more to him. Do you really want to go to heaven and spend eternity with someone you barely know? Eternity is a long time. Do you really want to spend eternity with someone you hardly know? So you've seen him work a miracle, and you've seen him do this, and you've seen him do that, but how much do you know him then? And how deep is your fellowship with him? You see, every time we decide to take another avenue instead of him, we close him off from revealing to us the part of him that solves the issue. So, who is Jesus to you really? Who is he to you? Who have you allowed him to reveal himself as to you? Or have you shoved him into your microwave? Psalm 103, verse 2. Psalm 103, verse 2. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Forget not all his benefits. Psalm 105. Psalm 105. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. Sing unto him. Sing songs unto him. Talk ye of all his wondrous works. Give ye glory. Give glory. Give glory in his holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face forevermore. Remember his marvelous works that he hath done, his wonders and the judgment of his mouth. He's the glory and the lifter of my head. He's the glory and the lifter of my head. For thou, O Lord, art a shield for me. You are the glory and the lifter of my head. So why are you downhearted? Psalm 105, verse 7. He is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. He hath remembered his covenant forever, the word which he hath commanded to a thousand generations. Which covenant he made with Abraham and his oath unto Isaac. Verse 12. But when they were but a few in men in number, yea, very few, and strangers in it, when they went from one nation to another, from one kingdom to another people, he suffered no man to do them wrong. He didn't allow anyone to do them wrong. Yes, he reproved kings for their sake, saying, touch not mine anointed, and do my prophets no harm. He increased his people greatly, and made them stronger than their enemies. Verse 37. He brought them forth also with silver and gold, and there was not one feeble person among their tribe. Egypt was glad when they departed, for the fear of them fell upon them. He spread a cloud for a covering and fire to give light in the night. Is he your light in the night? The people asked, and he brought quails and satisfied them with the bread of heaven. He opened the rock, and the waters gushed out. They ran in the dry places like a river. For he remembered his holy promise and Abraham his servant. And he brought forth his people with joy and his chosen with gladness, and gave them the lands of the heathen, and they inherited the labor of the people, that they might observe his statutes and keep his laws. Praise ye the Lord. Who is he to you, really? Who is he? Oh, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercy, who satisfies thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagle. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses and his acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. He hath not dealt with us after our sins. Let me say that again. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquity. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. We never got what we deserve. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. For he knoweth our frame. He remembereth that we are dust. As for man, his days are as grass. As a flower of the field, so he flourisheth. For the wind passes over it, and it's gone. And it's gone. And the place thereof shall know it no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto children's children, to such as keep his covenant, and to those that remember his commandments to do them. The Lord hath prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom ruleth over all. Bless the Lord, ye his angels, that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. Bless ye the Lord, all ye his hosts, ye ministers of his that do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his work in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Bless the Lord. Who is the Lord to you? Who is he to you? Who is the Lord to you? He wants you to think about this, and he's expecting an answer from you. I have found a friend in Jesus. He's everything to me. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. The lily of the valley, in him alone I see. All I need to cleanse and make me fully whole. Yeah. In sorrow, he's my comfort. In trouble, he's my stay. He tells me every care on him to roll. He's the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. He's the fairest of 10,000. To my soul.
Amen.
He all my griefs has taken and all my sorrows borne. In temptation, he's my strong and mighty tower. I have all for him forsaken and all my idols torn from my heart. And now he keeps me by his power. Though all the world forsake me and Satan tempt me sore, through Jesus I shall safely reach the goal. He's the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. He will never, never leave me, nor yet forsake me here, while I live by faith and do his blessed will. A wall of fire about me, I've nothing now to fear. With his manna, he my hungry soul shall fill. Then sweeping up to glory, I'll see his blessed face, where rivers of delight shall ever roll. He's the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. Yeah. Who is he to you? Just who is he to you? You see, saints, you have to decide. And you have to know, because the time of challenge will come. The time of challenge will come. It's not a time when you're finally going under the knife to decide who he is. That's the time to know. That's the time to know. It's not the time when your things are on the curb and all the neighbors see that you've been put out. That's not the time to decide. That's the time to know. You have to know, saints, who he is to you. When your spouse walks out and no one else walks in, you have to know who Jesus is to you. You see, everyone has a valley in this life. And if you're blessed, you'll have more than one. And as you enter into that valley, and as you go through that valley and come out, you have to know who Jesus is to your soul. Valleys are a blessing. They teach us many things. They teach us about his love and his tender care. And it's in the valley that we come to find out who he really is to us. There's a lily in the valley. He's the bright and morning star. There's a lily in the valley. He's the bright and morning star. But is he the lily in the valley to you? Rise for the benediction. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The grace of our Lord Jesus be with you. And the church says, amen. 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 Saints, the Lord asked a question today, and he's waiting for the answer from you. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Pastor loves you. Be safe and enjoy the community.
When I was just a child, I heard a beautiful story. How you loved me so much. that you died.